If you would open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. And as you're turning there, I will tell you about Parents' Day. And I hope you're having a wonderful and blessed Parents' Day. And some of you may have sort of blank looks on your faces like, I didn't know there was such a thing as Parents' Day. But about 20 years ago, there was some legislation that was passed that instituted sort of a recognition of Parents' Day. There were leaders who recognized the need to promote responsible parenting in our society and to uplift ideal parental role models, especially for our nation's children. The theme of Parents' Day is designed to celebrate and to strengthen the traditional two-parent family. I suppose it's similar to Mother's Day and Father's Day, but for parents, although the card company hasn't quite caught on to that, I guess, yet. Maybe just yet. It may not be all that popular and rarely observed, but it really got me thinking about what Paul is talking about here in to the Ephesians in chapter 6. This passage really stood out to me as God has always wanted the ideal family for His people, for us. So much so, but sin, however, often complicates that. It seems to do its work, and by the time it does its work, it's destroyed something. Maybe that's been faith, or love, or hope. Maybe that's been a marriage, or maybe a family. In some way, we've all been attacked by sin. You may be here tonight despite sin's best attempt. But here, the Apostle Paul draws from the Ten Commandments and defines our role, seemingly as children first. Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy a long life on the earth. As we look at how we can honor our parents, it being Parents' Day, as children, how do we honor our parents? As teenagers, how do we honor our parents? As adults, how do we honor our parents? As children, we honor our parents from this verse, by being obedient. For this is right, Paul says. He tells the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 20, that this is what pleases the Lord, being obedient to your parents. So what does it mean to be obedient to your parents? Does it mean to listen, follow instructions? Does it mean to learn from discipline and learn to accept discipline? We see from just those two ideas of listening and following instructions and learning from discipline and learning to accept discipline that there's this great idea of parents are there to protect safety and security that goes with those things. So as children and our children, honor their parents by being obedient. But as children, we also honored our parents by that seemingly unnoticed gesture of holding their hands. Maybe we were welcoming their protection or their safety. Maybe we were receiving their guidance and their authority. Maybe in your mind you're remembering that time when you were walking down the sidewalk holding your parents' hand. Maybe you were holding on to just one finger. Maybe it was a couple of fingers. Maybe it was their thumb. And as you got ready to cross the street, maybe you noticed that you holding their hand turned into them holding yours. Them leading you in a stronger way. Protecting you in a more firm way. I can remember being young and going to Disney World. There's a lot of people at Disney World. And it's not so much that you're worried about getting, you know, run over. It's more about you're worried that you're going to get separated. You're going to get lost. You're going to get lost in the people. So you hold on. You hold on to their hands for that protection, for that safety, for their guidance, and for their authority. As teenagers, we honor our parents by being respectful. Maybe it's by our words. Maybe it's by our actions. Maybe it's the ways in which we express our gratitude. This morning in class, actually before class started, I told our youth group that what we were going to be talking about tonight. We were going to be talking about that today was Parents' Day, and tonight we were going to be talking about how we honor our parents. And I asked them to write one word or a sentence or a paragraph, whatever sort of came to them, that would describe their gratefulness to their parents. And here are just a few of what some of them wrote. I'm grateful for my parents for so many reasons. As you grew up, you begin to truly see what a gift from God parents truly are. I love my parents so much. They constantly are leading the way for me to become a better Christian, student, friend, and sister. They are always there for me, no matter what. And I will forever be grateful for the things that they do for me. Thankful, they taught me to enjoy the things that please the Lord. I love you guys. Thanks. I love you, Mom and Dad. I'm grateful that my parents will go out of their way to make me and my brothers happy. I'm also very blessed to have parents who help me grow in my faith. I'm thankful for my parents because they have always shown me how I should be. They've been amazing Christian role models. Throughout my entire life, they have done what is best for me, even when I didn't want it. They answered every question I have asked and pointed me in the right direction. For these reasons and so many more, I am thankful for my parents. I have been blessed. I'm grateful for my parents because from a very young age, they taught me to love God and to glorify Him with my talents that He's given. Their love for me and also what I have been given from them. As teenagers, we honor our parents by being respectful, by our words, by our actions, with expressions of gratefulness, with expressions of gratitude. We honor our parents with honesty, with truthfulness. It seems to be at that age and a little younger that we learn what true confession is. It was me. I did it. My brother ratted me out, but now I confess I did it. It seems to be that it's at that point that we learn how important that is for us. And we learn the discipline that comes with it, and we figure those things out. But we learn that invaluable lesson of honesty and confession. And that's such a huge part to honor our parents. And we, with that in mind, just a couple more cards here. I've done a lot of dumb things, and I'd like to thank my parents for helping me and sticking with me through everything that I've done. Parents, what I'm thankful for them. Support, patience, food, shelter, love, comfort, taking care of me, and being good parents. Parents are to me vital because they are who I go to for support, whatever it be in athletics or just in life. I respect them in the utmost ways. I am thankful for and love and support that they have shown me. I'm also thankful for raising me with a love for God. And lastly, I'm just thankful that they're there these days. That is even a struggle with most parents. I'm thankful for raising me in the church, and being a part of everyday life. I'm grateful for providing me with so much as well as blessing me with so much. So as teenagers, we honor our parents by being respectful. But we also honor our parents by holding their hands. One of those ways that shows our love, our gratefulness, our appreciation. Those moments in which when we're scared, we're feeling lost, we're feeling alone, and they're there for us. I can remember being a young teenager and sitting in church next to my mother, being able to feel her reach over and grab my hand during the sermon or during a song, to know that she was there, to feel her love, to feel her comfort. As teenagers, we honor our parents by being respectful. I am so thankful for my family. They loved me unconditionally. They blessed me, and I can't be more thankful. I am beyond blessed. I love my family so much, even though I don't show it. I'm thankful for my parents giving me life, and because they would give me the shirt off their back and a place to live and for supporting me 100%, no matter how mad they got, they still love me. I'm thankful for having parents as amazing as mine are. Thankful for them always loving me and taking care of me and always having faith in me and believing in me. I'm grateful that I can tell them anything. I'm grateful for the life I have been given by my parents, not just to be alive, but the life of a Christian in comfort and safety, with lots of love and guidance through everything. As teenagers, we honor our parents by being respectful. As adults, we honor our parents by treasuring them. We care for them. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4, Paul tells Timothy, "But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God." As adults, we honor our parents by treasuring them, by caring for them, by putting our religion into practice and pleasing God. He goes on to say in verse 8, "If anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for his immediate family, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." You see how valuable this then becomes of honoring our parents, so much so that we take care of them. We enjoy their company, their stories, their wisdom. We honor our parents by holding their hands. Different times in our lives, our parents get to a place in which they need our comfort, they need our support. wasn't all that long ago, my mother was in hospice. She was in a hospice house. And it meant everything to her to have family there, to have her sons there, to hold her hand, to show her compassion and love and support. And at those times, even when she realized that those were her last days, that's what she wanted more than anything. To have that love. To have that gratefulness and that appreciation. To be taken care of in that way. So as adults, we honor our parents by treasuring them. And maybe that's just in that simple way of being there and holding their hand. The same goes for my father. Just a few weeks later at my mother's memorial service, sitting next to him, it was a tough day. Squeezing his hand, you know, you think about every time that you've held your father's hand in moments like that. But honoring him, being with him, as we together remembered my mother and celebrated her life, it seems to be that no matter our age, that no matter our family status, we honor our parents not because they were good or bad or sinful or lost or loving or faithful or not, whether they were a Christian or not. We honor them because God says, this is right and this pleases Him. It kind of gets you the idea that God wants us to understand that by honoring our parents, we honor Him. Maybe that's the way we honor our parents most, by growing in our own faith, in our own faithfulness to God, in our relationship with Him. Since He is our Heavenly Father who loved us, who loved me, who loved you so much that He sent His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. Kind of makes you think that as much as our parents provide and protect and love and care, God wants us to realize physically how much and how significant that is. Honor your parents. But then there's that relationship with Him that says, how much more does God love? Does God provide? Does God protect? Two passages in closing. Romans 8, verse 38. For I am verse 38. I don't know if I said that part. Romans 8, verse 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God says that nothing can separate us from His love. And the last passage, Isaiah 41, verse 13. And as we realize, and so we see the comparison of being obedient to our parents, as we see the comparison of honoring our parents, of how significant it is just holding one's hand at different stages in life, how much that means. God tells us in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, He says, for I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. So as we, as children, be obedient to our parents, as we love our parents, as we honor our parents throughout our whole span of life, we realize just how important and how significant our relationship also is with God as our Heavenly Father. And that He is there through that seemingly sometimes insignificant act of holding our hand. And just how special that then becomes in moments like that when we need Him to pick us up, to dust us off, to purify us, to redeem us, to pull us out of the grave, out of the pit, for us to realize how significant and important that is in our lives. If you are here this evening and you have a loving family, you're not sure how to honor your family, you're not sure where your family is, but you want to honor God, and you want to walk with Him, and you want to hold His hand, and you want Him to redeem you, to buy you back, to cleanse you, to purify you, to be born again. If that's the relationship that with God that you want, you have that opportunity to respond in any way with this church family. We'll pray for you. We'll comfort you. And we will give you many hands to hold on to. And we will show our love and our gratefulness for you. If you have any need, won't you come now while we stand and while we sing?